All right. Hello, hello. I am testing out going live on YouTube with my new internet. So let me move this screen. I had it where I wanted, but now I'm not looking in the right place. There we go. Okay. All right. So if you're watching the replay, comment replay. I know it's really early on a Monday morning, but I wanted to test the internet. We have 30 days to check it out to see. It's Starlink. It's expensive. It's over twice the price of our current internet, but if it works, I will take it because right now we switched to T-Mobile, which initially and sometimes is better than what we had, but it's still not great when it comes to streaming. I'm not even able to use Zoom. It's ridiculous. So today I want to talk about three things to do every single month to manage your money better, to pay off debt, to save money, all the things, right? So let's dive into that. Hey there, welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley Patrick, realistic, judgment-free money coach, and I've been a money coach for over 7 years. I break down the overwhelming side of money that keeps you in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Let's dive into it. All right. So if you like me streaming on YouTube, let me know below. Let me know if the connection is good or if it's cutting out. I'm going to actually record today's podcast episode while we're live. So I will take this recording and upload it to the Money Mindset Podcast on all your favorite, whatever your favorite platform is. It's on all the major podcasts. Platforms. So make sure you're following along for that. So let me know if you like the idea of streaming the podcast episodes live, because I don't know. I like doing things live. I know it's not like perfect and polished, and I am have a lot of stumbling and and all the things, but that's just real life. And if it keeps me on track with what I want to get out there for you, like, what does it matter, right? If you're learning what you need to learn when you need to learn it, that is what is important. And it's something I'm thinking about doing. Let me know if you like that idea or not. And maybe I'll just do it till the channel grows. And maybe that's what I need to do to get the channel to grow faster, right? I don't know. All my favorite YouTubers stream live, and that's what I prefer, actually. I just like watching them live as opposed to the pre-recorded videos. So, all right. So I want you to do these three things every month to manage your money better. So the first thing I want you to do is to check in with your spending. Now, realistically, you need to do it more than once a month, but you need to be doing it every month. So whether it's twice a month or once a month, you need to do it. It does get more overwhelming if you wait a whole month to get it done. If you can do it every week, it's going to be a lot easier to actually follow through with. And if you skip a week, it's easier to catch up. If you do it every month and then you feel like you did a lot of spending that month, it's a lot harder to catch up. So I want you to check in with your spending. Make sure your money is going where you want it to go. It's really hard to reach those financial goals if it's not, right? Like, you need it to go to your goals. So if it's going to fast food, if it's going to Amazon, and if you're not actually looking at the numbers, you're not going to estimate it in a realistic manner if you're just doing it in your head. So you need to actually check in with your spending, track your spending, see where your money is going so that you can correct it and send it to where you actually want it to go. If you're not looking at it, it's probably because you know that that is not what is happening, right? Like, you know that your money is not going to what you want it to go to. So you're avoiding it because you don't want to look at it, because you don't want to see the truth, right? And so it's easier to avoid it. So let me know in the chat if that is you, if you were just like avoiding it, right? The second thing that I want you to make sure you are doing every month when it comes to your finances is planning get stuff done sessions. So these are sessions that we do with our Money Success Club group, and it is a co-working session. So it's a date, a time, and a place to show up and get stuff done. So what this looks like is you put it on the calendar, you set the reminders, you set a timer for however long you want to do it, whether it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You know, we do it for an hour, but we do a lot of chatting, and sometimes we do other things, or some of us do some things while other people are working. So it just kind of depends what you got going on. But the co-working aspect of it is awesome because you've got that accountability and you know other people are working on stuff. And then I'm there to answer questions if you have any. And, you know, sometimes people just have general questions, and if I can like create a spreadsheet for them while we're on the call, that's what we do. So it's happened more than once where I've just created a spreadsheet while we were on the call. So, you know, it's a day, a time, and a place to show up. And then it has the accountability to actually show up because the rest of us are there working together. So plan it, put it on your calendar, set all the reminders, you know, set a timer, do all the things so that you set yourself up for success to actually show up and get some stuff done. It's also important to know, or at least have a good idea of what you want to work on during these sessions, so you're not wasting time trying to figure out what to do. That happens to me a lot. I have to be very intentional when it comes to like my working hours. Working from home was hard. It's really hard. And it's very easy to get distracted by cleaning and laundry and dishes. Like even today, I've got so much stuff that didn't get done yesterday because I just like all of a sudden got a really bad migraine right after dinner. So I didn't get dinner finished, cleaned up. I've got dishes to do. And I have laundry to put away because lots of laundry was clean this weekend, but it's not all put away. And I have a very busy week. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done, right? And so when I'm trying to work, it's hard to focus and like remember what I need to do just off the top of my head. So I've made lists. I have a schedule and I know what I need to get done today, which one of the things, the big thing, was recording podcasts and YouTube. Now I'm doing them both at the same time. I don't have to worry about uploading it to YouTube because we're already here. I do have to download the audio and upload it to the podcast players. And then I have some other stuff that I am creating for the Confident Money Mastermind and for Money Success Club. So we've got some new stuff coming for both of those programs. And so I've got to work on that. And then I have a very busy rest of the week. And I have my best friend that I grew up with. She's basically my sister. We live together at different times. Our moms were best friends. Our grandmas were best friends. I think even maybe our great grandmas were friends, but our grandmas were like best friends until her grandma passed away. My grandma's still alive. And then our parents grew up as best friends. They're not really anymore, but growing up very close, very, very close. So she's literally like my sister and she's flying in to see me and I'm so freaking excited. My house is going to be a mess and I don't even care. I'm going to try and get some stuff done, you know, that needs done, like dishes, and try to put some laundry away so that we're not tripping over it. But my fellow work at home moms can understand the struggle of trying not to get distracted by house stuff when it's work time, right? And so I keep having to remind myself, I have time tonight to do it. I have time tonight to do it. I have to work right now. Well, the kids aren't distracting me between the kids and the husband and my mom, which she knows. So they're all constantly trying to talk to me while I'm trying to work if it's later. So it's better to set myself up for success by working during the day and cleaning at night. It's just really hard to do it, right? So, you know, what I've started to do while I'm working is during these sessions of like, I got to get stuff done, is I bought a cheap timer off of Amazon, this little, it looked easier to use because you have to turn it, which can be a little tricky to get it on an even number, which I guess doesn't matter as much with like the seconds. And so I just set a timer. I know exactly what I need to get, hurry up and get done, and like put my phone away so I don't get distracted by it and YouTube, because I get distracted by YouTube all the time. And I'm just like, okay, I got to get this one thing done in the next 20 minutes. And then I can do something else. I can take a break and switch laundry or, you know, go do the dishes or something like that. So that's what I want you to do as well. So know what you're going to work on, when you're going to do it, set a timer, set reminders to do it, all the things. Okay. You got to set yourself up for success if you want to be successful. All right. And the third thing, of course, there are more things that I would like you to do every month, but a good start is three. So these are the top three. So the first one was check in with your spending. So at a very minimum, which really I want you to do it at least every other week, at least I would love it if you did it every week, but check in with your spending and then get some stuff done sessions. So put it on the calendar, timer, reminders, all the things. And the third thing that I want you to do every month is celebrate your wins. And this is the one that everybody tends to forget, not think about, or they feel like they don't have anything to celebrate, when in reality you do. Even if it's small, even if it's doing the other two things or even one of the other two things, celebrate that you got it done. Celebrate that you got stuff done during your get stuff done session. Celebrate that you showed up, that you know, maybe it's just watching this video or listening to the podcast. Just doing one little thing is a win, and it's important to celebrate those wins as you go. It is so freaking important to do that. Small. And, you know, sometimes people feel like, oh, well, I didn't pay off hundreds of dollars of debt this month, so I don't have anything to celebrate. But you do. Like, even just showing up for the session is a win. Checking in with your spending is a win. Doing your budget is a win. Even if you didn't stick with it, if you planned it, you put it down on paper, you looked at it, that is a win, especially if you haven't been doing that, right? So anything that you are doing that helps you make progress on your financial goals is a win, even if it feels small. And when I say celebrate, that doesn't mean that you go out and you go out to dinner and spend $100, right? Like, it could be something small. It could be, oh, you did that. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. It could be you take a bubble bath. It could be you get a audiobook to listen to, which could be free if, you know, through the library and on Amazon. If you have Prime or have Audible, rather, you can get the originals for free every month. If you're paying, you have to pay for the other ones, of course, but through your library, through Hoopla. And I always forget the other one. It starts with an L. Libby, maybe. Something like that. Check with your library and see what they have. But Hoopla is like the one that we use through your library, and you get so many free a month, but there is a limit, which kind of sucks sometimes. But at least you get some for free. So there are other ways to get audiobooks for free. So maybe it's something that doesn't actually cost you anything. It could be just posting in our group that you got it done so that we can celebrate with you. And we can help you, like, congratulate you, you know, and help give you that little emotional boost, which is really important. I know that sounds corny or sounds like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, that's weird. It's really not. And a lot of people post their wins for the month inside of the big group, the free group on Facebook. So do that. Okay. It could be just doing that. Hey, I listened to the YouTube video. Yay. That's a win. You know, educating yourself and doing things to help your financial future is a win. Like, that is, that's really good. So, all right. Well, I think that wraps this up. You know, all these things that I talked about today, we do inside of Money Success Club, and you can join us right now. The doors are open until Thursday. So I'm doing a small, just like flash opening. So it's the end of the first quarter, the start of the second quarter. There's still lots of time for you to get on track, reset the ship for the year. It's tax time. So you might be looking at your tax return like, I made how much money? Where did it go? Like, I don't know where this money went. If that is you, come join us so that next year you don't have that failing. You don't have those thoughts like, I have nothing to show for it. Like, where did this money go? Come join us inside Money Success Club. The link will be down below. The short link should be budgetsmadeeasy.com/MSC for Money Success Club. It should take you there until Thursday, and then it'll move over to a wait list. So I will probably open again May or June. April, we are doing the mastermind. We're starting that. So Money Success Club will not be open for another couple of months. And then we will do, you know, a jumpstart session, all the things to get you set up for success. All right. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. If you made it this far, thank you so much. Please leave me a comment below. Let me know that you watched it. I love to hear from you, and I will talk to you soon.